The Federated States of Micronesia share a unique and often complicated relationship with the United States. In the late 1980s, a young and ambitious Josie Howard left her home on the island of Ononchuk to pursue higher education in Hawaii.
When I first came out, a lot of people mistaken me as Hawaiian, Samoan. They're like, oh, where are you from? And I said, oh, I'm from Micronesia. Where is that? You know, people didn't know.
Howard was one of the first to take advantage of migration privileges under a 1986 agreement between the U.S. and FSM. For more than 30 years, Micronesian citizens were able to freely migrate to the U.S. to work, study, and live under the Compact of Free Association, or COFA.
And then over the years, it changed from not knowing to all of a sudden like, whoa.
COFA migrants are the state's fastest growing immigrant population, with an estimated 18,000 living in Hawaii. This includes migrants from FSM, as well as the Republic of the Marshall Islands and Palau. Despite a growing presence, public awareness of the Micronesian population has not kept pace.
When we hear someone call us a Micronesian, and especially in the context of Hawaii, it makes us feel like a stereotype.
Carol Carl moved here from Pohnpei as a child. She's a biochemistry student at UH Manoa and president of the university's Micronesian Student Club.
It makes us feel like we're dirty, like we're poor, like we're almost not even human.
Carl teamed up with Howard, who heads the nonprofit We Are Oceania, to host a day-long event aimed at empowering the next generation of Micronesians. An estimated 400 high school and middle school students filled UH Manoa's Jefferson Hall for the Micronesian Youth Summit.
Jermaine Kaipat, I'm from Farrington High. I am Kailini Chamora, Palauan Chukis, so I'm from Palau, Saipan, Guam, and Chuk.
Kaipat joined his classmates from Farrington High School at the summit. He heard firsthand accounts of migration from Micronesian college students, lawyers, government officials, engineers, social workers, and more. Their experiences inspired Kaipat.
That we all struggle and we all have hard times, but if we all come together, we're like a pillar. All of us can hold anything, no matter how heavy it could be.
Eighth grader Jekwa Billiam came here as a child from Majuro, Marshall Islands. She felt a sense of pride after hearing other Micronesians share their stories of success.
To be real instead of being fake, like show people who you are.
Billiam proudly tucked her Waipahu Intermediate School t-shirt into her uros, a black one-piece skirt with an embroidered bright pink and green pattern. She says the loose-fitting skirt is a sure-tell sign of Micronesian identity.
This is what girls wear.
In this space, there were no stereotypes to combat. No explanations to give. In a world that often sees Micronesians as a troublesome statistic, this next generation of migrants are on a journey to reclaim their narrative.
Knowing that you have a voice and being able to go out into the community and say, hey, this is who I am, this is where I'm from, and you need to listen to me because I matter.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.